is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting at all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and wrong. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, welcome to it 6 minutes after on this Thursday. Glad that you're with us for the conversation. Important conversation to be had today. Did an Obama aide admit that there was spying going on and lying going on in the mad dash to try to connect the Trump transition team and the Trump campaign to Russia? The 60-vote lie by Democrats when it comes to Neil Gorsuch and his confirmation hearings. The heroin killing spree, Jeff Bezos is worth more money than anybody else almost, and it's time to buy a used car. I'll explain all before this hour is over here on the program, but we'll start on the Common Sense Hotline where Tom is checking in today. Tom, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Steve. A bit of irony. Yesterday, two aides of Governor Chris Christie were sentenced for their so-called involvement in Bridgegate. Now, here's the irony. These guys, two people get sentenced to prison, 18 months, 24 months. But Hillary Clinton puts the whole nation at risk with her email malfeasance. And Hillary Clinton and Leon Panetta and Barack Hussein Obama were involved in the loss of four USA lives with the Benghazi episode. So who's
which they lied about. See which they lied about. And then there's all the inappropriate dealings with Loretta Lynch and people meeting on planes. And then the list goes on and on, Tom. There's a double standard out there. Maybe it's a triple standard. There are so many different standards out there, but none of them apply to the elites on the left, it seems. Let's be honest, Tom. Between you and I, Tom, laws are for little people. And let's just keep that straight, okay? Because laws
are
for little people. Because you and I don't get the same treatment now, do we?
Nope.
There we go. Thanks for checking in, my friend, as always. The Common Sense Hotline, 888-900-9966. Evelyn Farkas, speaking of double standards and lying and spying and all of that, Evelyn Farkas, who left her position as Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Russia, Ukraine, all of Eurasia. She was there during the Obama years through 2015. She was on MSNBC this week with Morning Joe. And she talked about her personal knowledge. Think about this. Her personal knowledge of the Barack Obama administration national security team, those officials running around trying to save as much material as they could, intelligence, before Donald Trump was able to get to the White House. And then they were directing that information to the Hill. Now, when they say the Hill, did they also mean the White House? Did she mean, you know, what exactly did she mean? I'm going to let you decide for yourself because we're going to let you hear what she had to say. Here's Evelyn Farkas on MSNBC talking about spying on the Donald Trump team.
And then Evelyn Farkas, the other big story of the day, you actually knew about this attempt to get and preserve information, and full transparency, we're doing some work yourself. Tell us about that.
Well, I was urging my former colleagues and frankly speaking, the people on the Hill. Mm-hmm. It was more actually aimed at telling the Hill people, get as much information as you can, get as much intelligence as you can before President Obama leaves the administration, because I had a fear that somehow that information would disappear with the senior people who left. So it would be hidden away in the bureaucracy, that the Trump folks, if they found out how we knew what we knew about the Trump staff's dealing with Russians, that they would try to compromise those sources and methods, meaning we would no longer have access to that intelligence. So I became very worried because not enough was coming out into the open, and I knew that there was more. We have very good intelligence on Russia. So then I had talked to some of my former colleagues, and I knew that they were trying to also help get information to the Hill.
And so, wait, stop. So, they were going to know what we know. and they were going to compromise our sources. What are they, your personal sources, Obama's sources? The intel community is only working for that president and not the subsequent people to hold that office. Obviously, there seems to be some truth to that. Can you imagine if I'm Ms. Farkas and my name is out there now, you're going to be in front of committees. I can assure you of that. I might want an attorney. I mean, you just said you were going to compromise our techniques, our sources. You're taking it to the Hill. Unmasking of Americans. Unmasking of Americans that are found in routine collection of data. And obviously we spy on the Russians. They spy on us. That's the way the game's played. But unmasking Americans just because you don't like who they work for or don't like them personally, whether it be Donald Trump or his team or his transition team or anybody else, is a 10-year felony. A 10-year felony. It's not even a close call, so, you know, you have to be very, very careful with what you're talking about. Evelyn apparently did not get that memo, so she missed that part. Meanwhile, the Senate probe has become public. There's been an ongoing Senate probe into whatever connections there might be between the Trump campaign, the Trump White House, the Trump transition team, Donald Trump himself, his surrogates, his family, his business associates with Russia. And now Senator Richard Burr, the chair of the Senate Intel Committee, along with the ranking member from the Democrats, Senator Mark Warner, come out and have a little press get-together. Here's what they had to say. It's clip 11. Go with that.
It's important for us, at least, and I think all of us here, to remember to not lose sight about what this investigation is about. An outside foreign adversary effectively sought to hijack our most critical democratic process, the election of a president. And in that process, decided to favor one candidate over another. I can assure you, they didn't do it because it was in the best interest of the American people. Russia's goal, Vladimir Putin's goal, is a weaker United States, weaker economically, weaker globally, and that should be a concern to all Americans, regardless of party affiliation. We're here to assure you, and more importantly, the American people who are watching and listening.
Oh, that's enough. I can't take it. That's Senator Warner. You know, he tries to act like he's above the fray, and so he's a partisan just like the rest of them. He's trying to pile on. We have no proof whatsoever that Donald Trump or anybody in his transition, in his administration, did anything illegal. The only crime committed thus far that we're certain of is that Americans were unmasked, likely by those in the Obama administration and the surrogates and those, the minions beholden there too. That's a 10-year felony. So far, there's no direct connection of anything inappropriate, certainly not illegal. Could it come? It could. But after months and months and months of investigating from different angles, I see nothing so far. Meanwhile, Andrew Napolitano, the judge on Fox News, you know who he is, right? Andrew Napolitano has been reinstated. He was suspended for a period of time following a claim that British intelligence officials had helped former President Barack Obama spy on Donald Trump and his people. That claim has been refuted by some, but the judge has been reinstated. He says he stands by the claim. He is not backing down, and he has his job back. Is there truth to it then? What is one to make of that revelation? 14 after on the Steve Gruber Show.